Good morning, planet Earth. Good morning to my friends out there, living in the sky, living your life. You're a sky angel. You ride the waves and the clouds. You're heading home again. Heading home back to your planet, a planet far away where everybody never stays. They want to go and be a sky pilot, fly their sky wings to get away from home. It's June the 27th, 2026, and it's right around 9:08 a.m. here on the Olympic Peninsula. I can't report any sightings of Bigfoot or any of Bigfoot's friends. He has friends out there that live in the darkness, that live deep in the caves, the swamp cauldrons, the regions, the tunnels, the grids, the quadrants. They live in the zone where it beats you to a bone. You're all alone with your melted ice cream cone. There's no help coming, child. There's no help coming, man. You're stuck around here until you get hit by the deer driving the truck. Tables have turned. Can you hear the birdie? The birdie is singing. The squirrels are making their own noise. The skunks are skunking. The owls are hooing. Everyone's cooing. Because it's that time of year again, right? Happy summertime. I don't really know what to tell you about that. Happy, happy summertime. What's in the news? Gypsy wizards have stolen ships. The grifter freaks of Sector 8 are still trying to sell cans of disposable wipers as a new type of kashi. Your landlord is angry. Your landlord is sad. Your landlord is troubled. Your landlord is mad. There's a guy named Chad. He lives upstairs in the apartment just above you. His toilet is stuffed up with lasagna poo. Your landlord is upset. He does not want to do it. Do the dirty deed. Unplug that fucking toilet. Let the oil flow for Texaco. Who is the landlord? Well, I think we're gonna find out, right? Whoever the landlord is. We'll find out when the time comes. Unplug the toilet. People need to eat. Unplug the toilet. Unplug it now, or every normie will have a fucking cow. They'll shut down the Costco and the Safeway. They'll set up food depots where you will have to drive your car to go pick up the food, but spoiler alert, where are you going to get your fuel for your car? So you'll walk there. It'll be conveniently located downtown near all the crazies. You'll walk there with your gallon jugs. You'll walk there with your reusable bags. You'll walk there to get your protein cube and your can of liquefied hope. So grab your reusable bag and your 1 gallon jug, and you'll be able to load up on your urine water and your protein cube and your various types of mock fiber, which is really just plastic, tore up, processed with algae growing on it. But it'll look like lettuce, not because it does look like lettuce, but you'll be that hungry. Some days will be special days. They'll have a little bit of chicken. They'll have a little bit of fish. They'll have a little bit of pig, some kind of pig. And you will chow down with your humble folk. On the radio, they'll be talking about how there's now electricity All Day in LA, and movies coming out next year. Always next year. Never fear. Just go grab your bag and your 1 gallon jug and get your synthetic hug. And don't you think that's a Merry Christmas? When you can grab your bag and your 1 gallon jug and you can walk downtown through all the crazies and grab your protein slurry and walk on home. Maybe you trade something for a little bit of rat on the skewer. Maybe you purchase a sauce for an old lady in a house. Maybe somebody's still growing those special herbs and spices so you can make your mock McNuggets and nobody even knows what that means. I mean, a McNugget mocks itself, right? Or a chicken. What's a chicken? Ask a McNugget. And it's really just ocean chicken, these creatures that live at the bottom of the sea. But the seas are dead. And your lakes are dead. Your mountains are dead. Your world is dead. Put on the ABBA. Play that disco music. Live life without all the strife. Grab your bag. Grab your 1 gallon jug. Go downtown through the crazies to find your synthetic hug. Happy Saturday.